Being joined by a group of D&H relay runners, champions of both 4x1 and the sprint medley here tonight. Can we get your name and your grade here to start off?
We need Dyke back.
I'm Abby Jensen. I'm a junior.
I'm Chloe Paulson. I'm a sophomore.
Macy Graves, senior.
Right. Kaylin Meester, and I'm a sophomore.
All right, so a couple of titles here tonight in the relays you guys ran together. What's fresh on your mind? Let's talk about that 4x1. Tell me a little bit about that, how you guys were able to come out on top here tonight. Whoever wants to open it up.
We got a new lineup today. We started with Abby, then went to Kaylin, and then Chloe, then Kaylin to me. It was just a big change. We worked on handoffs yesterday, and that's the first time most of us had handed off to each other. And we just knew that with this new change, we'd probably PR, and we got the PR.
Very nice.
Yeah, I think that we've been all really adaptable to change and willing to do what's ever best for the team instead of just putting yourself first, putting everyone else first.
Agreed. Also, just taking the chance to go out and compete, and I think we were all motivated. We were waiting for a new PR, and I think we all just wanted it really bad tonight, and we went out and got it.
I would just say we've all bonded together too, as friends and teammates, which has also helped us in these meets.
So some of you have done this event in the past, or you three, right?
Yep.
And then Abby, you're the only newbie here this year.
She's a new Shelby.
Yeah. Abby, I guess you first of all, what's it been like to kind of be able to join this group here this year? Obviously, you know, the 4x1 specifically has had a lot of success here at D&H, you know, going to the Drake Relays last several years.
Yeah, I mean, my freshman year, I was an alternate and I was kind of around it. And then last year with my injury, I was really bummed because I was really looking forward to trying to get in this. So, now just taking every opportunity that I can to compete and run for these three other girls who have been there before is just, it's positive pressure, in the best way.
And for you guys that, the highest level in the state of Iowa. Tell me about, just having another year of experience under your belts as you get ready for, a new season, hopefully going back to Drake Relays here.
I mean, yeah, I definitely feel more confident this year. I have a year under my belt. I've been in those high-pressure situations. And I know that Macy has done a great job as, our new senior leader. I mean, Shelby was awesome last year, and Macy, I think, is very well following in her footsteps.
Yeah, just stepping in this new role, especially without Shelby, it's a lot different not having Shelby on the team, but I'm trying to be more of a leader, especially for the underclassmen, and especially this group, 4x1, and we run a lot of other relays together and other races, and I just need to be somebody that others can depend on.
And a lot of success in the sprint medley here as well. How has your guys' chemistry kind of translated to that race, as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely I can say for myself, whenever I step on the track with these girls, I have confidence in each and every one of them. I mean, Abby does a great job. I do a great job. I think Macy, and I can always count on Chloe to finish off our races. So, yeah, I think just the bond we have with each other and having confidence that we're each going to perform our best.
I think running a lot of races together definitely helps us build trust with the handoff. Even today we just switched our lineup, but I think we all trust each other enough and had enough confidence that we were able to pull it off.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.